Hello and welcome to Picton's podcast. Tonight's podcast is Recovery. I've always liked Russell Brand, partly because the Axis of Evil, such as the Daily Mail, hates him so much. His love of Morrissey, wit, fallibility, and desire to make a difference. His new audiobook, also available as ordinary book, is Recovery, Freedom from Our Addictions. It's a very honest and endearing account of how he uses his program based on Alcoholics Anonymous 12 steps to stay clean for the last 14 years from drink and drugs and myriad other addictions related to fame, sex, and ego. The book gives clear and delightfully filthy-mouthed guidance for anyone else to do this too. Russell is utterly humble about his many flaws, even how his ego made something objectively good, such as his Truths shows, and battles against horrid politicians such as Trump and Cameron, into fresh traps and false idols for him to have to leave behind. The 12-step programs in general, and Russell's own take, do necessitate belief in some kind of higher power. But this is quite flexible in not having to be someone along the lines of a thundering Jehovah from the Old Testament. Ideally, you should also have a mentor or contact who has been through the 12 steps themselves to advise you. To have somebody like that would be really useful for 3 or 4 of the steps. There's also an earlier related video by Russell on Netflix, which is Russell Brand, Addiction to Recovery. It includes some touching material about Brand's friendship with the late Amy Winehouse, whose addiction killed her at the fateful age of 27. The title and theme also reminded me of Eminem's album Recovery and the song Not Afraid. Eminem is another celebrity well known for defeating his drink and drug demons. In his case, part of the solution was to become addicted to exercise instead. He ended up doing 17 miles a day on the treadmill, not 8 mile, and eventually tore up his hip flexors, switching to exercise DVDs instead. Still, I love a bit of treadmill in me. You might be surprised at the list of celebrities who are off the drink for good or never started. Some of the big names include Bradley Cooper, Robert Downey Jr., Calvin Harris, Daniel Radcliffe, Andy Murray, Brad Pitt, Farrell, Chris Martin, 50 Cent, Ewan McGregor, Jim Carrey, Colin Farrell, Samuel L. Jackson, and Brandon Flowers from The Killers. This all got me thinking. I've never been an alcoholic as such, honestly, but it's certainly been there when I've made some god-awful decisions. And I have to wonder, despite the fun, is drinking worth it? I've had long periods abstinent before, and forgotten then that alcohol even existed. But I felt it was time for another. Now, how long it lasts, we shall see. I'm in 2 streaks at the moment. The Apple Watch is very bossy about making me do a certain amount of exercise and calories burned a day and lets me know the number of consecutive days the targets are met, 58 at the moment and counting. So I thought that this could be applied to sobriety too. And there is a nice app to measure streaks for any good habit, the Strides Habit Tracker, which can be found in the App Store. Also, I've watched a film called What the Health on Netflix with some buddies. And I'm certainly not buying into everything they were selling. Some of it is demonstrably factually wrong. But I thought, why not start a streak of vegan days too? Russell's friend Morrissey would approve. As well as avoiding the cruelty of consuming meat and dairy, it might also aid weight loss. So I also started a streak of weighing myself each day, and then added fasting with only black coffee until 5 p.m. each day, as homage to my previous diet books. Even if maintaining streaks is just the old ego manifesting itself once again, might as well use it to move in the right direction for a change. Good night for now.